So it's 2022. It's a new year, isn't it? Everyone's really excited, I can tell. It might be because we're all slightly concerned that 2022 will turn out exactly the same as 2021 and 2020. But it, you know, I wonder, has anybody made any interesting New Year's resolutions this year? Toby, have you made an interesting New Year's resolution? To learn to do a cartwheel. Wow, that is a very good and very interesting New Year's resolution. Can you do one at the moment? No, but you want to learn. That's a good thing. That's a really good positive resolution. Anybody else interesting New Year's resolutions? Yeah? To get to school on time. That is an excellent New Year's resolution. Both of my sons could absolutely do with making that New Year's resolution. Anybody else? Any interesting resolutions? Does anybody just decide that they're just not going to make resolutions because they're rubbish at keeping them? That's the vast majority of us, yeah. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with New Year's resolutions because on one hand, I love the idea of it. I love the idea of finding a point in time where you can make a sort of a bit of a fresh start and go, right, okay then, we're gonna do this. And I'm pretty sure most of us are the same. The problem with keeping New Year's resolutions is that we suddenly have to wake up one day with this amazing newfound sense of discipline and adherence to routine that we've never, ever previously displayed at any point in our life before. And then we wonder why it's difficult to keep them. Sometimes I think small changes work better than giant proclamations, I don't know. I was interested what the top New Year's resolutions were. And, you know, when you need to research anything, where do you go? That's right, YouTube videos of cats. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe that's just where I end up when I'm trying to research anything. I don't know. Here we go. I'm not going to introduce this. Just hope, see if it plays. It might not. I feel like we've been teased now. If it just wasn't going to work at all, that would be fine. But now we've got a title slide and we feel like we need to see it. No? Okay. I'm sad. We might get to come back to that. I'm going to say that a lot this morning. Everything's going to be in a really funny order. Top 10. New Year's resolutions. I probably can't remember them all because they're on the PowerPoint slide, which we can't get to. But exercising more, eating healthier, giving up alcohol, giving up smoking, being more organized, helping other people more, spending more time with our friends and family. I've got to 7. Enjoying life more. Sorry? Losing weight, yep. And the 10th one, which, as I said, can't remember. But usually, you probably find this, resolutions, there was hope for a second there. Get out of debt, that's the last one. There we go. And usually you can see that these fit into one of two categories, can't you? Either they're about giving up something that isn't good for you. So, I don't know, pizza, alcohol, Downton Abbey, whatever it is. Or it's about starting to do something that is good for you. So going to the gym, exercising more, learning a new skill, learning to do a cartwheel, whatever it is. But of course, we're not all going to make the same resolutions, are we? Why is that? Because we're different. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a trick question. I wanna play a little game to see if we can illustrate this. I don't know how this is going to work, but we'll see. I need two volunteers, preferably one from each side. Toby, and anyone from this side want to help me? Well done, Fraser. Up you come. Right, what we're going to do, we're going to play a little game of Guess Who. Now, if you're not sure how Guess Who works, what we're going to do, we're going to pick one person from each side, and then Fraser and Toby are going to get to ask yes-no questions until we work out who the person is that we have chosen. Okay? So what I'm going to ask you to do is to ask you all to stand up. Thank you. And face that way. Outwards. Right, Fraser, you need to go and choose someone on your side, and you need to make sure they know who it is, okay? Toby, you need to go and choose someone on your side. You need to make sure that they know who they are, and it helps if other people know who they are as well. So go and select your person. Okay, if everybody turns back to face the front. So I'm going to get Fraser and Toby to ask some yes-no questions. If they ask, so for example, they might say, is the person wearing a coat? And if they say no, and you're wearing a coat, you can sit down. And we keep going until hopefully one of them finds out who has been chosen. Yeah?
So they sit down if they know if they're not it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. One, two. Can I have this one? Thank you. Right, Fraser, you're going to go first because I have arbitrarily decided that. So, first question.
Are you wearing a coat?
Are you wearing a coat? No is the answer. So anybody who's wearing a coat on this side can sit down. Right, Toby.
Are you wearing a... What are they... Shirt.
Are you wearing a shirt? Okay, so the answer is no. So if you're wearing a shirt on this side, you can sit down. Okay, Fraser.
Are you female?
Are you female? Yes, is the answer. Not getting a lot of help over here. So if you're male on this side, you can sit down. You've eliminated one person. Well done. Right, Toby.
Are you wearing... A jumper.
Are you wearing a jumper? I think the answer is yes. So if you're not wearing a jumper on this side, you can sit down. Oh, I'm getting there.
Are you wearing a scarf?
Are you wearing a scarf? The answer is yes. So if you're not wearing a scarf on this side, you can sit down. Oh, you're down to two. Oh, Toby, big question this one.
Are you wearing a face mask?
Everybody that's left on your side is wearing a face mask, Fraser. Toby. That's not going to help you very much. Try a different one.
Are you wearing a blue face mask?
Are you wearing a blue face mask? The answer, I think, is yes. So if you're not wearing a blue face mask on this side, sit down. Okay, Fraser, you think you've got a 50-50 chance here, so...
Are you wearing an orange jumper?
Are you wearing an orange jumper? The answer is no. Okay, so you've got one person left. I think I'd have just gone for a straight out guess at that point, but you've got one last chance to guess the right person.
Are you Elaine?
Are you Elaine? No. Fraser?
Are you Claire?
Are you Claire? Yes, you are. Well done. Thank you very much. It was your mum.
My headbutt.
Thank you for your help. We are all different, aren't we? We all have different personalities. We have different fashion sense. We have different hair. We're different heights. And not only are we physically different, we have different personalities too. I'm going to do some quick straw polls here. Who would classify themselves as a noisy person? Really? Who would classify themselves as a quiet person? Who thinks they are a lively person? Who is a still person? Who is a very serious person? Who likes to have fun and mess around a bit? Who likes sports? Who likes reading? Who likes art? Loads and loads of different personalities. We're all completely different. And the Bible tells us that God makes each one of us individual, and because of that, he loves us just as we are. It doesn't matter if we're tall or short or got brown eyes or blue eyes. It doesn't matter whether we prefer to wear orange jumpers or blue jumpers, whether we're quiet or loud. It doesn't matter. God loves us just the way we are. And because we're all different, we're all going to have different resolutions. We're all going to have different things that we want to achieve, things that we want to improve about ourselves. And on one hand, it doesn't really matter what our resolutions are. Now, don't mishear me. I don't mean that they're irrelevant. And I don't mean that we shouldn't make them. Because if your resolution is to, I don't know, lose 2 stone or to get into better shape or to quit an unhealthy habit, then there's nothing wrong with that. And you should absolutely go for it if that's gonna help you. But those aren't the things that define you. However, there are some things that the Bible tells us do matter. Some characteristics that the Bible tells us are really important, because when we demonstrate them in our lives, when we demonstrate these personality traits, we're told that we demonstrate to others what God looks like and what it means to be a child of God. I wonder if anybody can remember the name that we give to these things, these personality traits. Anybody want to have a guess? Go on then, Tony. No? Okay, you just wanted to put your hand up, didn't you? The fruit of the Spirit, yeah, absolutely. There we go. And they're called this because in the Bible, one of the writers, Paul, writes to one of the very first churches. And he says that as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, as we allow God to take charge of our lives, these are the characteristics that grow out of us. Just like a healthy tree grows good, healthy fruit, people who are spiritually healthy grow good spiritual fruit. This is what he says in Galatians 5. He says, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.